Hello, welcome to the Monday, April 4th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. There isn't a day that goes by these days with a new story about ransomware. Right now, ransomware is the most prominent threat, not only facing home users, but also more and more enterprises. John put together a list of techniques to reduce your risk of falling for ransomware. Some of the tips are pretty obvious, like, for example, making sure that your system is patched, and of course, maintaining good offline backups. But he also mentions a few other techniques, like preventing execution of binaries in the app data directories or the use of vaccines. I think I mentioned them last week in a podcast, but a vaccine refers to adding registry keys or something like that that the malware uses to figure out whether or not your system is already infected. So if it sees that registry key, it will not run. Cisco identified a new vulnerability in the LASAS implementation of the LHA algorithm. You may also know it as LCH. Files compressed with the algorithm usually use the extension of LHA or LCH. While the algorithm isn't terribly popular, in particular, security software like antivirus tools often implement it to unpack files they investigate. This vulnerability could expose users of these tools to remote code execution. It's just standard heap-based buffer overflow. Of course, the exploit could also be used against users opening affected archives they receive via email or via the web. But the main cause of concern here is that one of these archives gets inspected, for example, on your mail server by antivirus software, and then the mail server is actually getting infected. The compression software actually often suffers from buffer overflow vulnerabilities, as it needs to calculate the size of compressed and decompressed data segments. In this case, the vulnerability appears to be triggered by a simple undersized header value, so probably not all that terribly difficult to exploit. Cisco did not publish a list of affected software, but did indicate in particular the possibility of security software being vulnerable. So watch out for any patches that are going to be released. Kimsilver, which is a ransomware variant targeting vulnerable Magento websites, has now been reversed by Fortinet. And it turns out the encryption algorithm used by this ransomware is actually pretty simple and easily undone. In order to encrypt the file, the ransomware uses the rich and deal algorithm. Actually, that's the algorithm the enhanced encryption or advanced encryption standard or AES is based on. So it's a solid algorithm, but it's a symmetric cipher. And the encryption key is the same key that's used to decrypt the files. So in the case of the Kimsilver ransomware, the key is created using a fixed string and various parameters collected from the infected system. These parameters, of course, can easily be recovered. In addition, the time of the infection is used as part of the encryption key, but since the file modification time changes when it's encrypted, that timestamp can be used to derive the timestamp used for the key. I didn't see a link to a decryption tool in Fortinet's blog, but the information presented is pretty clear and straightforward, so shouldn't really be too hard for someone to create such a tool. And Airbus's security team published an interesting blog post about fileless malware they investigated recently. Fileless malware typically stores itself in registry keys in order to avoid writing files that would be picked up by anti-malware or whitelisting tools. In this case, recovering of the malware from the registry was complicated by concealed run keys. The key is concealed by using a non-ASCII character as subkey name, which makes it inaccessible to tools like RecQuery or RegEdit. The blog post goes into more details about these keys, where how to recover them and how to analyze them. So if you are into malware analysis, certainly something for you to look at. And well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.